Blog Talk Radio.
You know, we had some technical difficulties, but you tune into your show right now with your host, Picasso, and now, of course, I'm your host, Picasso. To call in tonight, get on to topics of our show. That would be 646-200-3838, and just press the 1 to get into the host queue. Now, you know, every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, from 8 to 10, we do Love Fantasies. But, you know, we play the slow jams, the oldies, but goodies, the whole nine yards. You know, we always give you good, you know, good topics for the night show. But before we go into that, I want to also remind y'all, the other show on this network, tune in Friday with Rich Money, where he'll be talking about hip-hop, he'll be talking about movies, he'll be talking about videos. Anybody who's up and coming in the industry you need to know right now, please tune in to Friday's show. And on Sunday's show, we have Lavina Polite with her co-host. That's right, people. She's an actual pastor. And they will be bringing Jesus into those of y'all who need him in your life. And don't forget to tune in for Monday's show with Dallas for Ratchet Mondays. If you don't know what Ratchet is, you're tuning into the show and you'll definitely find out. And Tuesdays, we got T and the Mayor with Sports Talk here on GQ Palace Radio. So, I mean, we have an interesting lineup for y'all. Now, that was R. Kelly's Down Low that we just came into the show with. I want to take the time out because today I actually lost somebody who was very close to me and who was very dear to me. And, I mean, you know, we all lose certain people in our life, and sometimes it's a lot. And I guess you, this is one of the times your boy is going through a lot. And I wanted to take a little moment of silence for my aunt, Janice Marlene Dukes, who passed away from us at 12:35 this morning. So, you know, my heart goes out to the Dukes family, all close personal friends, so forth and so forth. But we got an interesting topic for y'all tonight, too. Before I even forget, quick question. Before we get into another song, tonight's topic will basically be, let's say, and actually, I'm not going to take the credit on this one. One of our producers came up with this. Tonight's topic will be, let's say if you were walking down the street and you were friends with someone and you saw their spouse holding hands with the same sex. Like, would you tell them? Would you say anything? These are the things that we would like to know. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into that in a few minutes. But we're going to first get into D'Angelo Brown Sugar here on GQ Palace Radio.
Got me open, now I want some more. Always down for all my nonsense. But I think I'm here to solve all my niggas don't mind. Stick out my tongue and I'm about ready to hit this pretty, pretty bitty with persistence. Yo, I'll kick y'all hit. Brown sugar, babe. I get high off of love, don't know how to behave.
You're back with your host Picasso each and every Wednesday from 8 to 10 on Love Fantasies. That was my boy D'Angelo with Brown Sugar, y'all. Once again, we're getting into, I guess we're going to go straight into this. We're going to get into the topic of, let's say now, y'all, I guess we're going to rock the whole time with this one. Let's say, is, all right, for guys, listen, let's say your boy, right? Your boy got a girl, a wife, little shorty, whatever the case may be, and you walking down the block, you could be going somewhere, whatever the case, and you see your boy's girl walking with another female, holding her hand, kissing up on her, hugging up on her. Like, what would you do? Would you blow her up? Would you tell your friend? Would you keep it to yourself? Would you approach the friend right then and there? Like, exactly how would you go about that? And I guess you could put it in the same different terms as well, because I know I have a lot of divas who call this. Let's say if you saw, and the ladies for you too, if you saw, let's say, one of your girlfriends and they were, you just happened, let's say, going to work one morning, and you saw her man holding a guy's hand, hugging up on him, kissing up on him, would you say something to them right then and there? Would you tell your friend? What exactly, what would be the lengths that you would go through? Now, me personally speaking, I'm not even going to lie to you. If some people would feel like, yo, that's like, I mean, depending on who the person is, some people feel like, okay, I don't care, you know, it's not a big deal. Or some people, I say, they sound me like that. But me personally, if I'm walking down the block, I see my boy and his wife is all hugged up on the next chick and everything else like that, I'm definitely going to approach her like, yo, wait a minute, slow down. What the deal is this? Like, what's really going on? I'll pull her to the side, talk to her, and possibly, you know, let her know, like, you got to tell this nigga something. You can't just sit there and just do that and he's going to be cool with it. Because if the shoe was on the other foot, trust me, and ladies, y'all will agree, if a guy, if your boyfriend or your man's peoples give him a pass and don't say nothing, you feel like it may have to be on the same end when it comes to you. But if wrong is wrong and that's all it is, then if he's wrong, he's wrong. It doesn't matter if it's his peoples, your peoples. Bottom line, I would want somebody to tell me. That's basically what I'm saying. I would want somebody to tell me, because I don't want to walk around knowing that that my spouse is actually loving and hugging up on somebody else. And yeah, I know that's kind of funny coming from my mouth, y'all. But listen, the number to call in is 646-200-3838. Just press 1 when you get in the host queue. We're going to get into this next song real quick. Shaheen's called Come Over. Here on GQ Palace Radio.
Step up to putting chicks be at. You were standing at the bar, saw you from the back. Legs straight banging and that ass is fat. Bulgari on your body, girl, I fucks with that. I'm the type of cat, I know what I like. See you the type of lady I'll take home and wife. So won't you go grab your coat, get your bag. I'll be in the parking lot, chillin' with the blue guy. If ever in need of love, if you ever need a love, you need someone to trust. Baby, come over. If you ever need a friend, I'll be there for the pick and take. Baby, come over. My nigga hit me on my hip, put a text. He caught your man slipping. Now tell me what he gonna pull next. Checking out at the mall. What's up with y'all? Maybe we need to talk. I can tell he's been thugging you well. I see it's where you need to be. See, love won't hurt for nothing. Ain't no sense in fronting. Gotta keep that paper coming.
Every Wednesday. Now we've been getting into the topic. I'm sorry. First off, I'm sorry. I want y'all to bear with me tonight because, you know, losing my aunt was, you know, very close and very dear to me. But that was Jaheim, Come Over. Nice song, by the way. Definitely feeling that. Remember, the number to call in is 646-200-3838. Now, my first caller we got on the air, I'm going to bring him on in 1 second. I want y'all all to hear the topic once again. Let's say, for my men, if you have a guy who you're close with, or we don't even flip it around, even if, let's say, you know, a girl, y'all were cool, y'all were friends, stuff like that, and come to find out this spouse was walking down the street with the same sex, what would you do? Would you approach him? Would you say anything? Would you let them have it? I mean, nowadays, I mean, yeah, this world is crazy. A lot of things are changing. Things are happening. Some people say give it the time. Some people say, you know, it doesn't matter what time it is, that's, you know, wrong is wrong and right is right. I'm going to bring my first caller in. Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir. Hello?
What's good, Mike? Pleasure to have you on the air, brother. Now, Mike, I got a question to ask you. Let's say if you have, a matter of fact, I like Mike, too, which I don't know, y'all. Is that Mike, he calls in. He's a good caller, things like that. And Mike always gives the divas something to talk about by the time he's off the air. So we got to look out to see what Mike got for us tonight. Now, Mike, I got a question to ask you. Let's say if you were walking down the block and your boy, you happened to find his girl, and his girl was standing there walking with another chick, hugging on her, kissing on her, things of that nature. Would you blow her up? Would you approach her? Would you not say nothing to her, let your man do with it? How would you exactly go about that?
Oh, I will go up to her, and I'll be like, yo, what the fuck is going? Excuse my French. What is going on?
Oh, so you're going to let it happen
straight
right
up
there.
What is going on?
Wow.
And so I see, especially if she got one of those, you know, those dykey type ones, because you know the dykey type one might try to attack me.
It don't matter.
I'm just saying, you know, I would take lean precaution because, you know, I don't hit females, you know, even though you got some females that fit their God. You understand what I mean? So,
wow,
but,
okay.
You know, you might have that dykey one that be like, yo, what you want, such and such. You understand what I mean?
Right.
But
right,
if you got
right,
one that's supposed to be feminine, I go to her and I still be like the same question. Like, yo, why are you walking down the street holding up? My man know you working this route? You understand what I mean? Because you have some dudes that just might be like, you know, I get down with it. That's my girl, such and such, so I do it, you know, certain blah, blah, blah. But I definitely let my man know, like, yo, I just seen wifey with another shorty holding hands, you know, walking down the street smiling and everything real hard. And the smile was real pleasant. So what you going to do? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
What are you really going to do?
All right, let me ask you a question, Mike, too. Let's say if your boy happened to see your girl walking down the block, hugging, smiling, kissing, you know, all into another chick, like, would you want him to tell you? Would you want him to check her? Or would you want him to mind his business?
Oh, tell me. You know what I'm saying? Check, you know, my man, I know for a long time, too. Let her know.
Tell
that I'm telling your man, blase, blase, blase. I don't give a damn if it's Beyonce she walking down the street with. Tell me. I want to know.
Hmm. Wow, okay. Have you known anybody who did that? Like, have you caught anybody like that? Like one of your peoples or their girlfriends or their boyfriends like that?
I haven't caught nobody, but I do see brothers that I've been like noticing and shit that they've been with another dude, and I'm trying to like catch them in like in a hood somewhere to see if I know them. You know what I mean? You know how you go certain places, you see a man, you be like, yo, what's up? Not your man, but they know somebody that you know.
Yeah.
And you already know this cat is twisted because he already act like that. You know what I mean? And then you see another dude that's walking around hard, like, yeah, yo, what's going on? Give you a pound. You be like, yo, hold up. And the dude that you know that's twisted be like, yo, yeah, that's such and such. That's my man. That's your man. So I'm waiting to see if I catch homie in the hood or something, because he act like he one of those hood, you know, straight up thugs.
Yeah.
You know, but when he come in that area where I work at, he's kind of like on a like real sensitive side. And I be like, yo, I'm going to find out. Because I'm saying he got the fit. All that.
I was about to say, too, you got these dudes running around nowadays who are so, like, thug and so be a gangster so much, they be the first ones. And they keep a girl at home, too. Now, let's not get this listed. They keep a girl at home, and when they go out there, they do what they do. And then when somebody blows up their spot, they're like, what? That wasn't me. Not me. I'm not even going to lie to you. Yeah, there's people, and I would say this because I'm very secure in my masculinity. There's no doubt about that. Yes, I got aunts who are gay. I got uncles who are gay. I got cousins who are gay. I got friends who are gay. And that doesn't matter to me. If you are what you are, then that's what you are. There's no getting around that. You got to love who you are by the end of the day. But at the same point in time, if it's my boy, and I know you're supposed to be straight, and you dealing with a chick, and she don't know, oh, nah, I got to pull your coattail, because I can't see one of my boys walking down the street if I know you got a wife or a girl, and you always lovey-dovey with them, and this is what you're portraying to her and everyone else, even to me. And then come to find out, see, you come creeping out of somewhere you ain't supposed to be creeping from, and I could be walking through in a Humble, and I'm looking at somebody, yo, hold up, why are you all up on that nigga like that? I don't care if it's a straight dude. I don't care if it's a transsexual. I don't care if it's shim or whatever. It doesn't matter for a dude or a chick. I will pull your car because underneath any circumstances, God forbid you should get anything. Come on, man. You got another person at home that you should be worried about. If you don't care about yourself, at least worry about the person you're with. You dig what I'm saying? But that's just what it is. That's just what it is, people. Like I said, the number to call in is 646-200-3838. Now, we're going to get into the song real quick. I got my man Mike on the lines with me. The lines are blazing up. We're going to get into the song, Alicia Keys and Usher Raymond with My Boo, here on GQ Palace Radio.
Show up. Shawty. What it do? Yeah. Pimpin'. Oh, boy. What y'all know about a supermodel?
shot of Elle magazine. My whole bottle. Look, pimp juice, I keep it one. When you see me, act like you know me. I keep a dollar worth of dime. You know, pimp, it ain't easy. There's always that one person that will always have your heart. You never see it coming, cause you're blinded from the start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Ooh, baby.
Yeah, you gotta rock and wait in this one. Oh, come on.
Y'all know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock. Y'all know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl? Who gave you your first kiss? Cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said, put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and people screaming your name, girl, I was there, and you were my baby. It started when we were younger, you were mine. Now another brother's taken over, but it's still in your eyes.
Y'all back here every Wednesday night, and I'm sorry about that. I know I said Alicia Keys and Usher on my bowl, you know, trying to get through this night, y'all. Like I said, I just lost my grandmother, so you got to bear with me for the night, things like that. But like as you can see, yeah, I'm kind of going through it right now. But I'm here, I'm back on the live with Mike, and we're discussing the fact of if you had somebody that you knew had a spouse. And you happen to see the spouse outside with the next person of the same sex, would you tell that friend of yours? Would you let them know?
And Mike, basically, Mike, before we went to the song, Mike was explaining how, yeah, he would let the person know if that's your people, that's your friend, or that's somebody who you consider like family. Of course, you would definitely let them know what's going on. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what a good friend does. And once again, like, it's kind of crazy to actually bring that up because a few minutes ago, yo, you know, Bob was actually shooting around the topic and everything else like that. My son had asked me, could he actually get on the air? And I had to tell my son, nah, this is for the grown-ups tonight, stuff like that. And he said, nah, that's a good topic. And I said, what can you bring to that topic that you would know about? And the funniest part about it, they live in a crazy age and time now than what we were living in. Because from back in the days, it was you couldn't walk around looking like a chick. If you was a dude, you had to look like a dude. And the chick couldn't look like a guy because she had to look like a guy. But now it's more acceptable. You got to remember, these kids, they're very impressionable. They watch what we do. Definitely watch what we do. So, like I said, the line's calling in. It's 646-200-3838. Let me see. I got T on the line with me. T, you there, ma?
Hey.
Hey, Miss T, how you doing, ma? How you feeling tonight?
I'm all right, I'm all right.
Now, y'all, let me break something down to y'all. And, T, she's a wonderful person, a wonderful lady. She's one of the hosts that I was telling you that's on Tuesday night with T.C. Hollins and the mayor. They got Tuesday Night Sports Talk, and I mean, it's a great show. And see, I'm sorry I wasn't able to tune in tonight. And also to my bad on stuff, too, on Monday's show. I was trying to, you know, deal with my aunt for my last little bit of time with her. But Miss T, let's say you saw one of your friends, and like your friend's man or your friend's girl, and they were hugged up with the same sex. Would you blow them up right then and there? Would you say anything? Would you wait till you see your friend and let your friend know that? Or how would you go about that?
I think I will wait. I mean, to catch him on, catch him to the self. But
you
I would
what?
Definitely say something.
You would say something right there on the spot?
Whoa.
No. What, Mike, what'd you say?
You would wait.
No, I mean, you know, because I don't think that I would confront him right then. And I mean, I don't know what I would do in that situation. That's crazy.
I mean, you got to think, because it do happen.
It happens
right. Every day. Well, yeah, and they could say that they wasn't them or whatever. You're right. So I would have to confront them on the spot.
I would have
to confront them on the spot.
So wait, so you would confront them on the spot?
Huh?
You would blow them up on the spot?
I have to.
I'd
be like, yo, this ain't Frank. This ain't Harry. This looks like him better.
I mean, that is a good question to ask. So, like, for me, I guess if I would see somebody who I know isn't supposed to be like that, first off, before you start calling me a liar, I need pictures,
right.
I need video, I need all that, and then we can go from there.
Oh, yeah, keep the cell phone going.
Oh, yeah.
I have a video, pictures, especially if they start messing around and start throwing some tongue down some throats.
Oh, wow.
I have to get
them. No, T, have you ever had any one of your people do that? Do you know anybody who's done that?
No. Not with the same sex. You know, like I heard you saying, you know, yeah, I have some little freaky deeks in my family, you know. But everybody do. I'm sure everybody do.
Yeah,
you know?
And not to mention, I mean, that's the way of the world. Yeah, that's the way of the world nowadays. Yeah.
You know, I if they ain't swinging, don't bring it to me. I can't do no. I ain't bumping no
Come on, man. We gonna keep away. I want the listeners to get this straight real quick. I want you to really understand. Here at GQ College, we do not discriminate. So please do not take anything we're saying offensive. These are just personal opinions that we have on our own. That's all it is. Just let y'all know. We don't discriminate, but these are things that we do talk about because somebody always knows somebody who actually goes through these particular situations. And like I tell you, it's always somebody, just because y'all won't talk about the ones in your family, I don't mind talking about the ones in my family and the people I know. They there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But, I mean, those are the ones who we love and we care about. It shouldn't matter what goes on. But, yeah, everybody knows somebody who got some funny crap going on. Let's be real about it.
Right.
Yeah, because you got a lot of people. And you always have that cousin.
There's
always that cousin.
Yeah.
I mean, to each his own, though, for real, for real. To each his own. You know, as long as you don't disrespect me.
But don't you
know,
disrespecting yourself right there? Like, case in point.
Well,
like,
yeah,
if,
I mean, but
if
hey,
I'm dealing with your friend, hold on, I got one for you.
Then,
see?
Hey, if you
I
like it, I love
see.
It.
Oh, wow, for real?
No, I'm serious because, I, like I said, I have a niece. I have a niece. You know what I mean? She's young. You know, but I would never love her any less.
All right,
I'm sorry that she's in that situation, but, hey, I can't change it. What I'm supposed to do, try to go up to her and do her and have somebody else to do her?
Nah. All right, so hold on. Let me ask you a question real quick,
please. Okay.
All right, let's say if you saw your niece's girlfriend. Let's say you're at the supermarket. You're going shopping. Your niece's girlfriend is in the next aisle. Now, you hear her laughing and joking. You think that, you know her voice because she's been around your niece. Y'all been around each other. You go in the next aisle. It's her, and let's say another girl. It's not even your niece.
Right.
It's her and another girl. Would you say something? They laughing. They joking. Now, that's kind of that's a twist on the topic. That's a twist on the topic. Because if it's the same sex and you go to another person of the same sex, or even let's say if it was, oh, that's even better. Hold on, y'all. See, we be brainstorming up in here. Wait a minute. So let's say if it was a guy that the girl was with. See, now I'm flipping around. CT, I love you. Let's say if it was a guy. Let's say it was a guy. And you saw your niece's girlfriend with a guy. They all hugged up and everything else. Would you say something about that, too?
Yeah, I'd be like, that ain't my niece you with. Yeah, you know you like that man.
Oh, wow.
Because that dude could be
about it. I'm sorry, her phone is going out. What she got there doing?
Yo, T, you there with us, man?
Where's she going? Where's she at?
Where you at, T? We in the boondocks.
Your phone sounded like it was going way low.
I'm on my way home actually, and it is like some mountains where I am.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, wow,
y'all want to put me on mute?
Nah, we gonna hold you in there as long as we can, T. We definitely gonna hold you in there. She said, "Put me on mute, y'all."
Better watch out for those bears.
I know, right?
Man, you know what? It is kind of scary.
What, out there where you at?
Yeah.
Yo, if anybody sees T driving, please honk for her. Let her know that she's all right out there. But now, listen, y'all, hold on. I also got some. As a matter of fact, I'm going to bring in another caller real quick. Miss Rachel, are you there?
Yeah, good evening. Hey,
I'm
Rachel.
I'm sorry. Hi, Miss Rachel. How you doing?
Hi.
What's up,
Rachel?
Hi.
Hi.
I'd love to hear your answer.
Well,
first of all,
I don't know. I don't know.
Boy, you know the answer.
I would be so antsy. I'd go around the corner and text that person really quick. What you doing with that person? I don't know. I'd
want
to confront it right away. I would want to know right away what is going on.
For real?
Yeah.
You wouldn't just wait till you see your peoples and tell your peoples, yo, I just saw such and such, blah, 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 and everything else. You wouldn't want to get the full story? Because, now, mind you, people make the wrong mistakes sometimes. Now, I'm not even going to lie to you. People do make the wrong mistakes. It happens to us all. You can see somebody who's with one of your friends and, you know, like, I mean, all right, yeah, let's keep it real. Women, y'all kind of different. Y'all ask each other, like, it's butt big and stuff like that, and y'all grab stuff from each other, and y'all just friends. Guys, we don't do that. You dig what I'm saying? We don't do stuff like that because we know what the hell that means. That ain't no friendship. That means you want something else, and, you know, generally you don't swing that way. At least those who don't swing that way. And it's crazy because, I mean, let's say if you were walking around, and let's say you had a girlfriend, you had a guy who's a friend, a very close friend of yours.
but you see his girl with another girl, and they hugging and they laughing and doing all that. You got to really reanalyze the situation, because I know girl cousins who act like that. There's nothing going on with them, but they
true.
Just touchy and friendly. Like me and my cousins, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way in hell we going to do that. It ain't worth doing that. I don't know where they do that at, but some of my people, I'm keeping it 100 with you. Some of my people, and I'm not going to like stereotype what race, but I mean, come on, let's be real. And, you know, I'm happy. I keep it 100 with you. A lot of Spanish people do that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, oh, look at such and such. She's so cute and want to do all that. I'm not with all that. Sorry, I can't do that. But if I saw somebody who I knew that did that, I wouldn't even blow them up. I'd go back to my people and be like, yo, quick question. Where your spouse at?
Nah.
And they'd be like, nah. What about you? Hold on. Because I got to ask. They'd be like, yo, my spouse is with her aunt or uncle or his cousin or his uncle, whatever. Okay, are you sure? What the hell does this person look like? Oh, they look like such and such. Well, look, I could have sworn I just seen such and such with such and such over here by such and such doing such and such. I think I would have to let them know first the way I think it's brought up. Not to say I wouldn't take a picture or some video, because I would
right.
definitely ask
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you got to have proof.
On.
Okay, well, listen,
yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
I'm going to get a little more personal. What if you see your own mate down the
Whoa.
Road or around the, and you're like, wait a minute. Oh, hey. Do you wait till you get home or do you confront that?
Oh,
man?
No, that's definitely got
whoa,
to be
whoa,
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 whoa, whoa.
I missed that one. I missed that one. Say that again.
If you see your own mate with the same sex, and but your mate doesn't see you. You're out in public somewhere and you catch them. You see them with the same sex, hugged up, kissing. What do you do then?
I'm going to follow them around.
I thought it was going to be an FBI at the end of that PI.
No, I'm going to be a PI, a private investigator, because I'm going to follow them around and see where they're going and see where they at. As soon as they go in that spot and they shut that door and I wait like a good 20, 25 minutes waiting for them to do what they got, I'm going to go banging on it. Boo, 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 boo. What's going on in here?
You going to split some hair to the white meat?
What?
You going to split some hair to the white meat?
You know, you can't hit females, so I'll probably be tricked. Or then again,
okay, wait,
as you
might
press
be a bulldagger.
She might be like a man.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
I slashed a bulldagger.
That's what I'm talking about. In the words of Ricky Smiley, what you hanging with that bulldagger for?
Right.
Wow.
A bulldagger is more like a man. She just like a man.
Exactly.
And she
but
might
she's still
a
female.
There ain't no difference. She's still
but,
a woman.
But wait,
right?
She's still a woman.
She hit you.
But see, that's
the
bad part.
The
because,
devil
yeah, but can I tell you a story? I'm going to tell you a story about why, because I don't hit females, but this female specifically made me hit her. She was a bulldagger, right? It was a situation going on in the street, and she got in my sister's face. And then my brother got her face. I was like, no, she a female. But then she got up in my face, and she was jumping all up and down. What? I said, listen. If you keep jumping in my face like a man, I'm going to hit you like a man. What you saying? And when she did it again, I told her one more time, true story, I swear to my kids, I said, I'm going to tell you one more time. If you jump in my face like a man, I'm going to hit you like a man.
Okay,
she
I got to
did it again. And then I slapped her. Bam.
Oh, wow.
Back. And I slapped her again. Bam. And she fell over a friend of mine's fixed private house. And my man died. His mom fell out the window and was like, hey, what you doing out there hitting that girl? So I shot it up to her. I was like, Mom, she was jumping in my face like she was a man. But I slapped her, and she came with her brother. But I had left her like 2 hours later. Sure enough, I went around there looking for her and her brother. Never seen him again. And the bad part about it is, I say, she was my cousin's friend. She was with my cousin. He's a male. And the crazy thing about it, I say, about a couple of months later, my family gave a function. Didn't he bring that same girl in?
Oh,
what?
The bulldagger. But she was calm this time. She was like, hey, what's up? How you doing? I was like, all right. I'm all right.
I know I ain't going to have to dog you smack again.
Wow,
that is
crazy.
Okay, I have another question. Can I ask
sure.
one more question? One
no,
more.
Why not?
Okay, I had a mate one time, and a male, of course, and we were together for a long time,
and I found my toys. Listen. And so I would investigate and go try to find out, you know, why is my toy missing? Why is it misplaced or whatever? So I asked the maid, well, you know, why is my toy misplaced? So the maid said, well, I don't know, maybe the dog took it or one of the kids or something or another. So I decided to do a little investigating on him. And, you know, I know my mate's aroma. So I took my toy from out of his possession on his side of the room, and I smelled it, and it smelled like my mate.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, hold on. I'm sorry. Wow. You kind of breaking up, but I don't want everybody to hear this because this is crazy. Okay, wait. You said you had a toy. Your toy was missing. And you were asking your mate where the toy was at. But your mate was saying that he didn't know where the toy was at. He had nothing to do with it. But then you found it.
I found it, yes. Not on one occasion, on several occasions. Over a year. Several occasions,
wow.
Several toys. Now,
that was a freaky date.
Now, I never shared this with this mate. You know, I never just played in those areas with him. But obviously, he was playing with my toys by himself. You know, so what
wow.
Was I supposed to do in this situation? Because I just got lost.
Wow.
I said, you know what?
Okay.
I'm just,
Wait, because this is kind of weird, y'all. I ain't gonna lie to you. Wait, this is kind of weird.
Sound like he was flexing his booty. Sound like he was flexing his booty with your toy.
Yes.
Ah, listen. On Tuesdays, y'all, please tune in. On Tuesdays, hold on. Wait. Hold on, y'all. I want to bring Shelly in. So good fun. Hi, Miss Shelly. Sorry for keeping you on the hold so long. How are you doing, ma?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
Hi, Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Hey, everybody.
Another story I would like to hear about. I would like to hear her response on them, too.
Now, hold on, y'all. Wait. Before we get into anything, wait a minute. We just had Rachel just explain she found her spouse playing with her toys.
Okay.
And it was kind of a little disturbing. Now, Shelly, did you hear what she just said?
Yeah, I did.
What would you tell her about that? Like, what response would you have for her concerning that?
Well, Rachel's my girl. That's my longtime friend. What I would tell Rachel is, Ray.
Wow.
Listen, this is what we're going to do. I got one better. We're going to get into the song real quick.
Okay.
Fortunate by Max. By Max. So when we come back, we're going to see if we can help Rachel out.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe
like
Kim can help me out.
Yeah, I think we all going to need help. Listen, don't forget, y'all. The call in is 646-200-3838. Just press the 1 here on GQ Palace Radio.
Like this, never seen the waterfall like this.
lovey-dovey stuff like that, and we had one of our callers come on, who's Rachel. Rachel actually brought a twist to the topic. She said that she had a guy who she was dealing with, and she kept losing toys, and she didn't know why she was losing that anymore. Yeah, I'm trying to hold this together, people. I'm trying to hold this together. Work with me here. Hold on, y'all. She said she kept losing toys, and that's right, people. We're talking about adult toys. And, you know, for some reason, she couldn't find them, whatever the case may be. She kept looking for them. She kept looking for them. And she couldn't find them. I'm sorry. And by the way, that was Maxwell with Fortune. But that's what Rachel was saying. She couldn't find her toys. And what ends up happening is, you know, they kept disappearing. You know, the house would eat it. She would ask her spouse, and her spouse always came up with a lame brain excuse. We know who's the bonehead in that relationship. He was a bonehead for that one. Yeah. So, literally a bonehead. He was a bone smuggler and a bonehead. But we're going to get to that. So, anyway, so one day she finds her toys, and she said she asked him, you know, to smell it, because she was looking for it for a little while. And it smelled like him. Like, we had Shelly that came online. We asked Shelly about it. Now, mind y'all, we got Mike. We got T.C. Hollins, who has Sports Talk every Tuesday with the man, T.C. Hollins. We have Miss Shelly on the line, and we have Rachel on the line. Now, Shelly, I have brought you in because I want to get you in on this conversation. What now? You were kind of stuttering there before we went into the song. Before we went into the song. Is there anything that you could tell her on the note? I mean, me personally speaking, before you even answer that, Shelly, I want to ask you a question, Rachel. When you realized he was using it, did you say anything to him, or did you just leave it alone and then dump it?
At first, I laughed. I said, this is not true. This is not true. But it took me a while, but then I confronted, and I just got cold shoulder, excuses, and then I started getting angry because it wasn't stopping. But meanwhile, I knew it was going on. So I kept asking, I got punched, kicked, smacked. I got beat up.
Wow,
Yeah. And then I got called all the names. And then it was just a whole hot mess. So then, it's still every excuse in the book, every excuse, every lie, and it was a hot mess.
Okay, Shelly, wow. It's on you, Ma. What advice could you have given Rachel in that situation?
Well, of course, she did what she should have done. She had asked him about it or whatever the case may be. Me personally, that was kind of deep there. I mean, really. Not knowing about it and not knowing, you know, what he was doing or whatever, and why was he using these toys or whatever, that kind of raises an eyeball, basically, like, what's up with that or whatever. But, basically what I would say to her is, just talk to him, see what's up. I don't think she deserves to get hit or beat about it, for it. Absolutely not.
Oh.
I mean, because she was like, you know, what the hell is going on? What's up with this, you know, or whatever. But I would just basically, you know, that's his thing and that's what he likes, I guess, you know. Personally, if that's what he likes, and if Rachel was into that, then I would say, you know, have fun, but, you know, that's a little weird. For me, that was a little weird for me, but, you know, maybe they both can have fun with him or whatever, but I don't know.
Oh, come
about
on.
That.
Seriously, no more. Listen, wait. Nah. Hold on. Slow down. Wait a minute. Hold on. Nah. Wait.
Yes, I said that.
I gotta stop you on that. Wait. Yeah. See, I gotta stop you on that. Wait a minute.
Why?
Hey, wait. Hold on. Listen, no, listen. If you're a bone smuggler, right, and you're in the smuggling bones or something like that, or you're a bonehead and you're into that, listen, I understand all that. That's fine. To each his own. But if I'm with you and I don't know that, then it ain't going to be no, we can use the same thing or nothing, because it ain't going to work like that.
Exactly.
That's like if a woman thinks she's getting a man and he's straight, and the next thing you know, he's like, well, damn, baby, let me use that too. Nah,
you're right about that. You're right. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. You are right.
Oh, hell to no.
You're right.
You know, I don't know. I probably would have had to leave, you know, once he started getting angry and all of that.
Yeah.
Because it was suspect anyway. You know,
yeah.
So in order to prove his, he felt like he was proving a point when he jumped on you.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
No, I think he got mad because she pulled the skirt up. But
right.
I'm saying,
right.
That's what that was. That's what that was right
wow.
there.
Wow.
You know,
that's what that was.
All right,
and he probably somewhere now to picking up soap, turning it up to somebody.
Wow. So hold on. So Rachel, let me ask you a question. You said, and even after in front of him, kept doing it.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
sorry, wait,
this is a long time. This was a long. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Can you all hear me? This was a long term relationship, and kids were involved, and so I stayed, and it got real ugly. I mean, the arguments would come out, and then I would start calling the names, faggot this, and that, and the other, and it got really ugly, and I mean, several toys. I'm not talking two or three. I'm talking, like, I'd have to replace because I didn't know. And, so it's not real.
Well, I feel that you exposed him, and he was trying to keep that under wraps. So that
was
the reason why he wanted
to
keep
him
all this bullshit. And all of that kind of mess, you know. That's a weak ass man, but I'm just saying.
Yes.
To me, that's just weak.
Yeah.
I mean, you do
but
what
he,
you want to do. To
but
each
my
his own,
self-esteem
but
had gotten really low. I was like, I was thinking, well, whatever. What am I doing wrong? This was a while ago. My self-esteem had gotten really low. I had gotten really depressed. I had to come up out of that. I said, you know what?
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with him.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I had to get together
and wake up. He was in the closet. He was in the closet, you know.
Yeah, and to this very day, yes, unfortunately, he still is, yeah.
All right, hold on. Do you still see his dad?
Okay, well, did
you still see him?
He's the father of my children. He's the father of my children.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Only on GQ Palace Radio.
I already knew that.
That hurts even more.
Only on
more.
GQ Palace. Wow. You said that. I listened to it, but you want me to say what?
But you know
what?
I give you much credit and respect, Rachel, because you didn't even have to say who it was. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I give you much respect, you know, but hey, you know what to expect from him now.
Exactly.
You know?
But you know what? I also needed to come out with it. I also needed to talk about it. I needed to get some feedback, you know, because there are times where I was in denial, where I said, you know what, like I said, something wrong with me. So I'm glad that I'm getting the feedback. I'm glad that
Wait, let me confirm something for all those who listen and feel, man. There is nothing wrong with this woman. If you see this woman, she's very beautiful. She's very attractive.
She's very, 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 very.
He was just a bone smuggler. And that's it. He's a first packer. I mean,
you know
what? What do you want me to tell you?
Wait a minute, Picasso. We all smuggle bones.
I don't smuggle bones. Wait a minute. I don't smuggle bones. That might have been the problem
because Rachel is, she's a sweetheart, you know, and she was taking advantage of in
that.
Yeah, right. She was taking advantage of that situation.
Yeah.
You know, because she was, you know, and like she said, she was in denial.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that, but it wasn't that situation. But I was in denial of thinking that somebody loved me as much as I loved them. And in all reality, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it hurts. And you never want to admit that, hey, this is really true.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, until you've been in that situation, you can't really talk on it.
Right.
I happen to know him, and, you know, that was a shock to me. That was a real shock to me. I mean, us growing up and all of that, I was very, very shocked. But I'm just glad my friend is all right now, and she is, you know, a part of that, and I'm just very glad that she's, you know, she's a part of that, really.
I made it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm going to make it right. I'm trying to make it. You know, you inspired me and stuff like that. I got to make it now.
I have to make it. Now, hold on. I got a question to ask you, Ms. Rachel, real quick. Did he exhibit any signs of actually being, attracted to the same sex? Did he exhibit any signs of being attracted to the same sex?
Okay.
Not at all. What they would call, I guess, one of those homophobic people that would, you know, talk about gay people and stay away from them and, you know, just, I guess it's just hiding, you know, still in the closet, because it was every day still in the closet, and would totally, if it was brought up, I'd have to run. If I brought it up, I'd have to run. I'd have to make sure I had guns and knives and be ready to, you know, still in the closet.
Wow.
And I think
so
he will be until the
no
day
sign.
He dies. He will be in the closet until the day he passed away.
Wow.
Rachel.
Yes.
Right, did you ever, like, actually have a conversation without violence or abuse with him?
Yes.
And what did he say?
It wouldn't come out. It turned into an argument. Don't talk about it. I don't know. And I was all the names and all this, you know. It got too ugly.
Well, let me ask you a question. Were people calling his phone or sending him text messages? Like, you know, like on some R. Kelly shit. Like, was he trapping the files like that?
It was only females that he would cheat on me with.
Are you sure they were females? Are you sure they were females? They could have been something.
No,
else.
The ones that I knew that he was cheating on me with, you know, were females. Those that I, you know, I'm sure there's plenty that I don't know. Because I worked out 16 hours, so I'm gone. I was gone, you know, a lot. So.
How do you feel about your kids being around him, being like that?
I thought about that.
You know, it is their father, you know.
I cried about it. I thought about it. So this very day, I cry about it. I think about it. But you know what? My kids love their father, and they don't know.
Yeah, they should. They should. They should love him. They should love him. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you don't want the kids to be like, oh, you just
But when they get older, they can, you know, pick up things for themselves.
Right.
You know,
right.
Yeah. I mean, oh my God, Rachel.
To be honest with you, but that's not something you want to be the person to explain that to your kids on. You really don't want to do like, listen, this is what it is. I mean, me personally speaking, if I'm with somebody, I got kids with them, and they're that way, I don't want to tell my kids, listen, your mommy's a carpet muncher. They're going to look at me like, yo, what the hell?
Why you got to say it like that?
Because it is like that. What do you want me to tell you? I'm supposed to be nice, but listen, your mommy's a carpet monster, that's it. You know what, they're going to look at me like, you know, listen, my daddy, why are you saying that about mommy? Like, that's not right. But then they're going to look at me as being the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
well,
you don't
think the kids. I don't think the kids need to know all of that. Honestly, I mean, I just leave them out of that. That's my personal thing.
That.
I don't think that the kids, especially the young kids, I don't think they need to know all of that.
No.
I mean,
I don't think.
I don't think that.
Yeah,
that's a little too much for them. You know, they just thinking that's dad.
Maybe
that's mom.
When
they going through some things. Yeah, older men. Well, maybe
when
they don't need to know. Maybe they'll find that out themselves. I mean, you know. I mean.
Well, if it's meant for them to find out.
Yes,
but that'll be something that Rachel will have to decide, you know, one day in her life. Do I say anything? You know.
I think
because
she needs to leave that alone with the kids.
You don't want to change the way they feel about him.
Right.
Because
right.
See, he's going to slip up just like he slipped
yeah.
up with you.
Yeah,
he's
right.
going to slip up with them, and they're going to be suspect of him, too.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
His day is coming for his children, too. So.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
But, you know, I
wow.
like I said, oh, my God. I wish I was, oh, I would hide you, Rachel. You're such a, you're too good for that.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's,
well, that's some serious, that's serious.
But you know what's funny about it? It's the way of the world nowadays. The way I mean, listen, even if you don't know somebody who's doing that, you see when these dudes are doing that. Like, there was, believe it or not, no BS, y'all. One night I was coming off of the train, and I think I was coming from Jersey. I was on the PATH train, as a matter of fact. And I'm sitting on the PATH train, and there was this guy across, like, sitting not too far away from me. But he's talking, like, he's real feminine, like, you know, he packed fudge. And yes, I'm saying that he packed fudge. That's the impression he was giving off to me. When we got into Manhattan, don't you know all that switched up? And I mean, it switched up like something out of, what's that movie with Queen Latifah? It's a movie she had, I think it was Beauty Shop or Salon or something like that. They had a gay guy who was working in the beauty salon with them. And at the end of the movie, when the credits rolled up, he had a girlfriend, and he was like, yo, you know, I got to play this gay role because there's no money in it for anybody who's heterosexual working in a beauty salon. So I got to act like I'm gay. And that's the first thing that popped in my head, like, yo, wait a minute. This dude was like, you could tell he was just out there like that. But then when we hit Manhattan, you couldn't tell that this dude was even packing fudge. He liked to lick the lollipop.
Wow.
Wow. And I'm like, yo, wait a minute. Don't tell me this nigga got it, because believe it or not, he changed that quick.
But you got people like that. I mean, I don't understand it. And I don't know if you call them transgenders or what you call them. You know?
What, dudes that change up like that?
Fudge
packers. That's what I call them. I don't know what y'all call them.
No, well, no,
like
I'm just saying for you to
way.
Change from state to state. I mean, you know, when you're around certain people, you're one way. But then, you know, when you're not around certain people, you're another way. You know?
Living a lie. That's living a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all the way to put it. You're living a double life. You know what
wow.
I'm saying? Because, I mean, when it comes down to it, there's no double standard on that. There's none, don't get that twisted. There is not a double standard on that. You're living a double life. If you're the woman that comes home to your man or your husband, and you're like, I love you, and you're living and having a sexual relationship, and then the moment when you say, oh, I'm going out with my girlfriend for a drink, you're involved in another act with a woman, then you're living a double life, because the person that you got
true.
At home, they don't know what's going on.
Right.
They're not fully aware of
right.
what's going on. So you're living
right.
a double life. There's no double standard to that at all.
And that person is in the dark.
Yeah, you're leaving your spouse in the dark because you're not giving them the chance to know who you really are.
But like you say, you know, that's not a good thing because, you know, it's too much out here in the streets nowadays. And, you know, you got to go home. You know, what if you give that significant other that you live with something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And see, people don't think like that. Matter of fact, y'all, we're going to hold this. We're going to hold this conversation up for 1 second, get into the song real quick. Y'all listen, the number to call is 646-200-3838. You can just listen on Compressor 1. We're going to get into a song by my man, Life Jennings, Must Be Nice, here on GQ College Radio.
Oh, we still here? Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I guess we should go back. I don't know what happened, y'all. They gotta just pardon me for the complication. But I guess we get to that sometime later on. But my callers, are you still there with me?
I'm here.
Who's that, Rachel?
Miss T.
This who?
T.
Oh, okay, but Miss T, I see I still got Miss T on the line. Okay, what happened to Miss Rachel, Shelley, and Mike? Y'all still there? Okay, well, I got Miss T on the line. Wow, that was kind of crazy, T.
Yeah, why? Where everybody
I don't know what just happened, this, but, you know, anything is possible to happen on this show, so. But wait. But we have Rachel. Wow, okay. I'm actually getting some technical difficulties for those who are trying to call in. I guess it's going to be me and my girl T on the line. We're going to rock
Uh-oh.
This one. Since people can't get back on, once again, we're sorry for the inconvenience. Please, you know, hold on with us because we're trying to fix the problem. But, yeah, see, that's kind of weird what Rachel was saying about,
kind
of baby father.
She's such a sweetheart. She don't deserve that. She didn't deserve it, put it that way.
At all.
You know.
That's crazy. If he's living a double life like this, I remember when R. Kelly made Trapped in the Closet. I said, boy, this dude is talented.
Man in the mirror.
I said, yo, this dude is talented. I looked at the whole thing, every chapter he put out, and I said, yo, this guy's actually talking about something that either personally happened in his life or he knows somebody who went through the same thing.
Right.
Stuff like that, I mean, it happens every single day. It happens with these kids. It happens with people we know. And that's the crazy part about it.
Yeah.
Like me, and you know what? Rachel asked a good question. She said, let's say if you had somebody, let's say if you wouldn't want to catch your spouse like that. Me, I'm going to be honest with you. If I saw my spouse walking down the block with the same chick, AG, thing, FME, it don't matter. If I see her walking down the block like that and that's what's going on, I'm not even going to blow that up. I'm not even going to lie to you. I probably would do what Mike said. Yeah, I do a little snooping. I would leave it alone. I would wait to make sure that, yo, first off, I get a picture from a distance or video from a distance. Then I wait until she come in, and when she comes in, be like, how was your day? How you see? How you doing? What's
like Orange Juice Jones.
Yeah. Through the rain, right? The rain.
Yeah.
I'll wait till
she
come in, and I will go about it like that and ask her the bad.
That would be the song that you need to be playing when she walk in the door.
Oh, yeah. But now here's the funny part. I would ask you but one time. I'm not going to keep asking. I'm not going to keep doing that. Listen to my callers. Like I said, the number to call in is 646-200-3838. The switchboards are acting up, so if you can bear with us, please try to bear with us as much as possible. But me, like I said, I would probably just...
Don't your show start at 7?
I'm sorry. Actually, my show, I'm sorry. My show starts from 8 to 10.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know why I was thinking 7.
Oh, nah, listen, you know. Sometimes I be forgetting, so as crazy as that may sound. But yeah, be honest with you, see, like, I would really sit there and I would actually, like, I would get all the video to put you out. I'll make sure that the same person who I saw had on the same thing walking in the house. Because people have a tendency of bringing out an extra pair of clothes. Don't get it twisted. You may see your spouse leave out in, let's say, a jeans outfit, and then she comes back in a two-piece. And say, oh, no, that wasn't me. I didn't have that on. And mind you, with women, yeah, y'all can stick stuff in your purse and get away with it. You understand what I'm saying? So that definitely does happen. But overall, I mean, for me, I would probably, like I said, I would wait till she gets home. I would probably blow that up as much as possible. Bottom line, damn, did I lose T? I must have lost T, too.
If you're tuning in, this is your host, Picasso with Love Fantasies. We have a little problem acting up on the air. But I guess we were definitely going to get back to it. Like I said, just for those who are listening, it's kind of complicated. It's kind of difficult, things like that. But, yeah, it does happen. You do catch people. For me, like I said, I will wait till my spouse comes in, and when she comes in, more than likely, I would probably sit there and I would confront her about it. Like, yo, listen, I saw you earlier on with such and such, and something didn't look right, and blah, 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 blah. And I would let her, I would definitely let her have it. I would let her know that, yo, you know, this is an issue, this is a problem. I can't stand for that because, I mean, if we're going to be in a committed relationship or we're going to be in a relationship where we both have our understanding, then it's going to have to be a certain kind of way. It can't just be any old kind of way. Because that's just not going to work. So at the end of the day, yeah, I would probably say something. As crazy as that may sound. I know I have some callers on the air. You got to bear with us. We're trying to fix whatever technical difficulties we do have going on. Right now, we're on to the topic of if you saw your spouse and they were doing something with the same sex, how would you feel? What would you say about it? Like, would you complain? Would you beef about it? Like, things like that. You know, we want to know exactly how you feel, what you would say, what you would do. And I know exactly, like, you know, it's real hard for people to get to that basic understanding of things that go on and stuff like that. But these things do happen, and you must be aware of it. Like, these things happen in everyday life. Everyday life. Like I said, the number to call in is 646-200-3838. For all my callers and for all my listeners who are tuning in, you're rocking with your boy Picasso. You know, we're just going through some stuff. We have Rachel on the line. We have Mike on the line, and we have Shelly on the line. And we were getting to a deep conversation. If you're tuning in, like I said, please bear with us. We are trying to get through the technical difficulty. Our apologies for all that. As you know, like I said earlier on, I'm going to take this time out once again to explain. Like earlier on, I did lose somebody who was close to me, my aunt. Definitely missing her. Definitely wish she was here. She passed away in the wee hours of the morning. Can't forget you, Aunt Janice. Shout out to the Duke family, friends of the family, and even friends. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your support. She would not be missed, and she would definitely not be forgotten. We were just getting on to this fact of what exactly would you do if you find out that, you know, the one that you were with was dealing with the same sex? Like, would you approach him? Would you say anything? What could be said about that? We want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on. We want to know exactly your thoughts and your views. So please, by all means, get at us, 646-200-3838. We want to hear what you have to say. Now, the board's kind of acting crazy, and I know it's kind of messed up right now, so we just want y'all to, like, try to bear with us. Please hold on, because we're trying to fix the problem. Once again, the number to press is 646-200-3838. Just press on 1, and somebody will be getting right back to you ASAP. Right now, we're going to take this moment to try to play a song while we fix the problem. We're going to get back to you on GQ Palace Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Fucking threesome love affair. It's
Mr. Freak comes in and catch up. Oh my goodness, he'll be freak with looking at your pretty titties in the air. Something about the way you switch that ass when you're with him looking at me. I can't believe he trusts him like he do. Bloomingdale's and all that shopping, taking trips while I was knocking. Ain't no secret why I end up loving you. Undercover on the DL, getting busy in the back of his Mercedes every night. Answers the phone when he calls home and lets him know that everything is A-okay. Oh baby, damn, this shit is tight. Passing up to one another on 35th Street as you reminisce and tell me what he used to do for you. You're making plans to be with me while he's at home. Meet you with college if you want me, baby. This is what we do.
Down low, down low.
Gotta keep it on the
down low, down low.
Keep it on the
down low, down low.
Gotta keep it on. What we're sipping while we're tripping on the fact that he's not here, it turns us on in every way. You say you stashed away some money for us when you leave, and oh Lord, tell me, will I live to see another day? I tried my best to walk away, but every time I think about that sweetest love you're giving me, I hesitate. He's out the front, I'm in the back. I lock the front, he's in the back. And I'll be damned if silly bitches screaming rain. Yeah. That's what you get for that down low shit. That's what I kept telling myself. Out of every woman in the world, you had to go and mess with Mr. Big Girl. That's what you get for that down low shit. Oh, yeah, yeah. Niggas don't be thinking you can keep creeping. Because what goes around comes right back on around again. Yes, it does. Oh, 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 oh. You get lonely, yeah. You get lonely. Oh, 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 oh. And sometimes you wanna call somebody up and tell them to come comfort you. Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what went on. We had it there for 1 second, then we lost transmission. My apologies, GQ apologies on that. And actually,
well,
I'm
back. Can you hear me? I'm back.
Yeah, yeah. See, look, everything is back on. That's Big Mike there. Yeah, there goes T. I know that laugh from anywhere. All right, I guess we all back. That was Down Low by R. Kelly. Once again, to the listeners, we definitely apologize.
Picasso,
for
you
that.
Was wrong for that.
For what? What I do? I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I was wrong. You was wrong for that, for real.
Come on, listen. We know we get the most. Wait a minute. Oh,
Shelley,
before I even forget.
Wait,
hold on. Before I even forget, last week we had a Bonehead of the Year award, and
okay.
Somebody asked me, so who won? And it was a toss-up between me and T of being the Boneheads of the Year on the show last week. Now, tonight's Bonehead of the Year award, I want to give this one. I ain't going to say no names, but y'all know who took us out. Bottom line, the ones who killed the transmission, y'all get the Bonehead of the Year award. We want to thank you for that one. We really do appreciate it. But let's get back to the topic. So we were talking about Rachel. Wow, Rachel. You kind of messed up everybody with that situation, though. Are you still there, Ma?
I'm here, yes.
Wow. Yeah, I don't even know what to say about that. Can I be honest with you? Like I said, if it was me on the other hand, oh, no, listen, I'm going to ask you one time. After I ask you that one time, I'm not going to ask you again. Because then after that, I might have to do like Mike said and play P.I. and put a little M.P. at the end of that and try to see what the hell's really going on. Because to be honest with you, if I'm dealing with you and that's the way how you are and you want me to love you for you, then you need to show me who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Not hide behind a veil, not hide behind anything. If you into that, let me decide if I want to deal with somebody who's into that.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of great. Wow. And Rachel, my heart go out to you. Like, I was feeling bad today, but I feel more bad for you.
I
mean, not like that, Rachel, but thank
know,
you.
I
mean, listen, I'm not the only one who should be feeling bad today, and that just made a whole lot of people feel bad. Like, you're a good person, and anybody who knows you, they know that you're a good person. So that's what happened to you. Yeah, that's totally wrong, but wow.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Yeah.
Wow.
I've been trying to get into that conversation. I don't mean to cut you off. I've been trying to get into that conversation with y'all, and I couldn't get in for nothing. Nobody heard nothing I'm saying. I was yelling. I'm screaming. I'm like, hey, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? That shit, it ain't right. It ain't right. I don't know what's going on, but if a man get caught and he hit a female, that means he's really doing something he ain't supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
You
absolutely
got to bust it. And Rachel, I'm sorry to say, but that cat is a fruity pie. A fruity pie. Because the simple fact of it all is, I don't care if he's talking about he's doing it with the female. No, he was doing it with more than female. I don't know whether he was inserting himself. I don't know what was going
on.
But
first
something
off,
was not right with the
shit
situation. I don't care, because I'm being real right now, because don't no man go and beat up on a woman because he caught her, you know what I'm saying, with her toys.
With her
stuff, you're going to beat her because you got caught.
Why a toy keep missing? There's only me and her in the house.
Exactly.
It ain't the mic that's taking it. And I damn sure ain't got no people to want. I mean, to be honest with you, if he's taking it and using that on another female, I don't know, most females would be like, yeah, you could bring your girl's toy anywhere. They're going to ask you, what the hell are you doing with that? That's the first thing they're going to ask you, what the hell are you doing with that? Where you get that shit from? Oh, this is my girl shit. And your girl know that you taking her toy to come play with it? If she uses that, she nasty, number one. Nah.
Right.
Get your own.
Yeah.
Get your own, bottom line. And two, if he using that or he fucking with that, oh, no. It's not even like that.
Right.
It's not even like that. I mean, at the end of the day, it would have to go down a certain way, bottom line. You can't just do something like that and think that's cool.
Right.
Well, and you said until this day he has nothing to say about it?
Nothing to say about it, no. Nothing.
Wow, that's kind of nothing to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. What did he say when you called him out on it, besides the physical abuse? Did he, like, you know?
There was, it was like it was, like he wasn't being asked this. He was like, Are you for real? You're not asking me this question. What is your problem?
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh, no.
It was always an argument
doesn't
about it. Always
an
argument.
That's kind of shaky.
That's real shaky. Ain't no kind of
no.
That's real shaky.
Yeah, because I don't know no dudes that actually going to go through that. I don't know no real dudes. No, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
Yeah, like I said, I was
talk
in denial of it. I was hiding it too. I'm like, I know I didn't just walk in on this. You know, I know I didn't just.
Have you ever caught him?
You know, huh?
You never caught him, right?
You know, I had to use the bathroom one night, and I ran to the bathroom, and I opened the door, and I heard something hit the floor, but I never paid attention to it. I didn't look. He was standing there. He pulled his pants up really quick, and I just sat on the toilet, peed, ran back out. So then he comes out, and something clicked. So I walked back in there, and I saw on the floor behind, you know, behind the dirty clothes basket, my toy.
Wow.
And there wasn't nobody in there with him?
No, not at all, no.
Nah, homeboy's a fruity pie. He got some kiwi in his tank. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
But say he's a fruity
pie. Some sort of signs there. Right. Some sort of signs. Something.
Yeah. And then he pulled his pants up and ran behind. And nobody in there with him? Man, homeboy was certain. Nah, man. He was asserting himself. I'm sorry. he was asserting himself. Because ain't no real man going to do that.
Exactly.
I am so sorry.
Nah, not at all.
A real man, and then he's going to be mad because you caught him.
He got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. I mean, can I be honest with you? I'm glad you can actually, like, laugh at it and accept it, because at the end of the day, I mean, that's his downfall. That's his downfall. That's not even yours.
It took
but
me a very,
crazy.
Very long time to accept it. It was long and hard, a long, hard journey, but... Can I be honest with you?
That's even retarded, because if you really love a person, you'd be very surprised at the craziest stuff that people would do for love.
Uh-huh.
They can know that you into this, that, and third, and they'd be like, I don't care. I love you. Listen, some people will hop on board with you and be like, listen.
Relationship addiction. I learned about that. Relationship addiction. Yes.
Okay, explain to people what does that mean. Who don't know
relationship addiction?
Yes.
Just like drugs or alcohol can be an addiction. Lying can be an addiction. A relationship addiction. You depend on this person. You put this person before you. You put this person before God. You put this person before your children. I've been there. I can write a book. Y'all hear me? I can write a book. I can write a book.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, the number to call in is 646-200-3838. You can call, press the 1. I mean, we're talking about a deep subject, people. I mean, damn, Rachel.
Uh-huh.
Man, you put things in a very different perspective. Matter of fact,
I like these topics. Actually, I should have more of these topics on. I think the show would be, well, don't listen
actually,
to me, but... What my
tonight's
voice shot
topic
asked.
Is due to the
but,
producers. We got
to
give them props on that.
Yeah, just, you know, I think, like, last Friday, it was some stuff got brought out of me that I didn't want to come out or whatever, and I'm pretty sure tonight Rachel brought some stuff out that I'm pretty sure she wasn't trying to put out there or whatever. But,
right.
You know what,
sometimes you got to get that stuff off of your shoulders.
Yeah.
You got to release that.
Yeah.
You got to release
that
so that you can move on, so that you can be a better person, so that you can help someone else. You know what I'm
absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely. I didn't think for one second when I called in on Friday, I was like, I'll just say this question, Not for one second did I think that somebody was going to pull anything out of me. That's amazing. That was amazing, and that was just cool. That was just really, really cool. That was like some real, real talk, even though it's on the air, on the internet, whatever you may call it.
But you got to realize,
some
people are just like they be on TV talking.
Yeah,
you understand?
It's no different.
You know, it's really no difference. The only difference that the radio has, different from the TV, is they looking to see exactly who that person is.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know what the crazy part about it too is, just because you're on the radio or you're on TV, I mean, people are still people. At the end of the day, everybody has their own feelings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, things happen to the best of us, whereas nobody talks about it. It's always shunned. And sometimes it's hard to deal with certain situations because it's like you're reliving that over and over and over again. But the more you deal with it, the more you get it out. It's therapeutic. I mean,
right.
We talk about
it. Oh, my God, yes, it's very therapeutic, yes.
Yeah, if you talk about it and you get past it and everything else like that, the more and more you speak about it, the less and less it becomes difficult.
On Friday's show, I have never shared anything with anybody, any of my friends or any of that. But I don't know what happened Friday, but it I would have never shared any of that. Never.
I think it was the host. I think the host
big,
is real
big
good at
real
that
talk
situation.
He kept saying that I'm skipping over questions and one word answers. But you know what? At the end of the day, he was telling the straight up truth. Straight up. And that was really, really good for me. And that's something that I needed.
Because
I'm going through something in my life, just like Rachel's going through some stuff in her life. I was going through something in my life. Not one second did I ever think that it was going to be on the air or on radio. But you know what? Hey, at the end of the day, Rich pulled my skirt up. You know what? But I'm not mad about that. I'm not mad about that. It's true.
But I think
very true. It was very true.
I think it was a good thing, though, because some people don't want to let their stuff out. And when the person let it out, they feel so much better.
I felt so much better that I'm about to get a separation.
Wow.
And to be truthful, if that's what helps you out more better, then that's what you need to do.
I'm not joking, but that was already in the making. But I'm just saying it just brought it out and made me see things a little bit more clearer. But I wasn't expecting any of that to come out. I was not at all. And like I said, I'm pretty sure Rachel was not expecting any of that, to come out at all.
Clue.
Absolutely not.
We've been out of touch for a long time, so I had no clue. I'm glad we got back in touch with each other.
Yes.
We're definitely going to speak on a daily basis. Love you, lady.
That's what's possible. Matter of fact, before we go any further, y'all, we're going to get into the next song, Life Jennings. It Must Be Nice here on GQ Palace Radio.
What's your number? Where are you from?
268-192, Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah. Nice guitar. What are you going to do now that you're out?
I'm going to do the Apollo in New York.
You'll be back.
Hey, yo, you would have just flipped on this CD player. I just want to inform you that if you got somebody good, you hold on to them.
Give this place 10 years of your life. I don't want to ever see you here again. And don't you even know that.
Must be nice. That is someone who understands the life you live. Must be nice. Having someone who's slow to take and quick to give. Must be nice. Having someone who sticks around when the rough times get thick. Someone whose smile is bright enough to make projects feel like a machine. Having someone who loves you despite your faults. Must be nice. Having someone who talks the talk but also walks the walk. Must be nice. Having someone who understands that a fuck has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You just remember to never let them go. Even when your husband lays on the ground, she'll be by your side still. You can come home to from a long day work. Having someone you don't have to show, they know exactly where it hurts. Having someone who trusts you despite what they've heard. Someone as mighty as a lion, but still as gentle as a bluebird. Having someone you don't have to tell, you don't want to be lost. Having someone you can grow old with until God calls her home. Having someone who understands that a fuck has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You never let them go. Cause
women and something, she'll still be here.
hills.
Toledo must be what?
Must be nice.
Make some noise in here, man.
Yeah.
What's good, y'all? Y'all back tonight with your boy, Picasso. And, I mean, the lines are heating up. Actually, we're going to rock this out. Because, you know, now that I got confirmation to say a blab talk, y'all definitely get the Bonehead of the Year Award for messing my communication tonight. I just wanted to make sure I said that. But first off, we might be going by, like, let's see what happens come 10 o'clock. That's in a minute. If we rock on, we probably may rock on at 10:30. You never know. But Miss Rachel, that is, wow. So can I be honest with you, Rachel? That is something that I never saw coming when you put a spin on the topic for tonight, because I never thought about it like that. I said, well, listen, if I caught my friend's girl doing something like that, I said, yeah, I probably would approach her. I'd just let him approach her because that's his business. But, I mean, that's something different for me, seeing that with my own eyes. If I see my girl with another female and you all like that, first off, there's certain rules to the game that I'm just not playing. Because if I don't know who that is or if I don't agree to that, then how would you feel if I was doing it? I don't care what my situation may be. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't agree to that and I didn't sign up for that, I'm not going for that. I'm sorry.
Right.
That situation in particular, No. I mean, I like not to even take it somewhere else with that. That's like with a lot of AG women. I mean, listen, nothing against you ladies. If you're AG, you know, respect is respect due. I'm cool with all that. But, I mean, for the women who mess with AGs, I look at it like this, like, okay, if you're dealing with an AG, that's a
What's
woman.
What's an AG? What's an AG?
A woman is an aggressive girl.
Okay.
Okay, that's an aggressive girl as far in the gay community. Now, if you're a woman who likes women, but you deal with an AG, wouldn't that be like dealing with a guy just without the tool?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that doesn't make any sense. not to sound funny. And yeah, we kind of switched the topic, y'all. We just rocking on, so it don't even matter right now. But isn't that like the same thing? Like, if you want a man, then you will mess with a man. If you want a woman, you will mess with a woman.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, yo, I would love it if I had an AG to call in. Trust me, it would be so real right now. Because I think you would actually take it there. But the number to call in is 646-200-3838. You can press someone. We just sitting here chopping it up, going a little longer than what it's supposed to be, but that's a blessing. Wow.
I like this show. I like it. I like this show, and this is a really, really good show. I mean, the shows that I have called in, of course, I'm a rookie or whatever, but the shows that I've called in, we all have fun and laugh and joke or whatever, but on the serious side, I think it should be some serious topics. I'm just saying.
Listen. On Friday, don't forget, y'all, listen. On Friday, tune in to Rich Money. It may be something that we might be pulling out of the archives because my boy's birthday is this weekend. It is going down on 125th Street. Please, yo, listen, if you want to go over there. Now, wait a minute. Now, I was told the place, and, you know, my brain is kind of like, I'm losing my mind tonight. But, give me a second, y'all. I'm going to definitely get you the address of where it's going to be at, but that's for the owner of the radio. Please come out to Rich Money's birthday bash this Saturday. And don't forget, on Sunday, we do have spiritual talk with Miss Lavina Polite. Now, there's no co-host, but she does have special guests who come in, pastors, deacons, deaconesses, such and such, that will come in and join her on her show every Sunday. So that's for you heathens that need a little Jesus in your life. You know, call in on Sundays. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I kind of stress that at every show. Yeah, listen, there's nothing wrong with that. Real talk, because we all need that in our lives. But it's been a deep topic tonight. That's been a deep, 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 deep topic. Wow. Yo, Rachel, you kind of like, you kind of put a spin on things tonight. And I didn't even think you was going to take that there.
I didn't think I was going to take it there. It just so happens that, you know, the topic was what it was, and then I flipped it up a little bit, and then it became personal. I did not think of it. It just came out.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you. I don't even know how to put it like that. Like, not to even sound funny, but thank you. Like, real talk, because you put a spin on things to where that made me sit back and relax and really think about things like, wait a minute, wow. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't expect that. I didn't see that coming. And to be honest with you, I really don't even get into real deep personal conversations with people like that, because people nowadays, they're so quiet. They're so much into themselves. Like me, I'm like on a, listen, on the radio one thing, on Facebook, Twitter, something different. Outside in public, I don't talk to nobody. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Yeah,
I keep it moving. I'm very antisocial. I can be in a party or a club, and I'll be the only person there, if you understand what I mean. Because that's just the way how I choose to deal with people, whereas, so a lot of people, I don't really get to relate to them on certain things like me. I mean, I've been through a lot of stuff in life. We all have. But nobody really talks about that, and I'm glad you talked about that, because that was mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Straight off the back, that was mind-blowing. Let me ask you a question. How did you wind up getting through that?
You know what? I indulged in alcohol. I became very stressed, overweight. I started sniffing cocaine. I went into my own shell. And one day, and it was only over the course of maybe, I would say a total of 3, maybe 4 years total, but I came.
No,
I got out of it. I woke up one day, and I said, "This is not me. This is not who I am supposed to be."
Wow.
And from that point on, I've been awake and not looking back.
Wow. I commend you. We'll talk, and you know what's funny? I know this is on Sundays, but that was nothing but God. To keep it 100 with you, that was nothing but God, because God will pull you through anything.
I had thought about seeing doctors and, you know, getting on antidepressant meds and all. But I remembered that my mother brought me up in the church, and I had gone astray and stopped going and stopped, you know, I never stopped praying. But, you know, I pushed God aside, because, like I said, I was in that relationship addiction, and I was indulging in those things that I knew I wasn't supposed to indulge in. So then I had to get on my knees. I had to say, "Lord, bring me out of it." And He sure did. He woke me up. He allowed me another chance at life.
Wow.
And then I told my story. I started telling my story. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Can I ask you something? Did the kids ever notice anything, if you don't mind me asking?
No, because I was what they would call a functioning. I was functioning. I was still, you know.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, I was still handling my business. I wasn't doing it to the best of my ability or what I should have been doing, because I was hiding. So I knew what time to do things, what time not to, and what to say, what not. It was this whole life, this whole different life that I was living. But when
did he know that was going on?
Time.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but did he know that was going on?
He was enabling.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was also enabling him to do what he was doing, you know? But when I came out of it, I started telling my story. I started admitting and confessing to my children, "Look, Mommy has not really been there for the past couple of years. Mom has been doing this. Mom has been doing that. Please forgive me. I want to let y'all know that that has not been me." So my kids forgave me, and we've been, it's not easy on a daily basis still. You know, we still have to deal with it, but God blesses me. God blesses me, and I'm so grateful. I have a very great support team. Lavina, I speak to her on a daily basis, every other day at least. Shelly and I are back, and, you know, I have my family.
Well, you know what's funny, too? And like, not even, you know what? I'm glad we got listening in the night, because, see, this is why this is for grown and sexy people. This is what adults talk about. And when you realize that you are an adult and you realize, like, there's things that you have to go through in life to sit there and come through anything. I mean, like you said, Rachel, you got to sit there and be real with yourself. It don't matter what anybody think about you, because, I mean, once you go through hell, that's your testimony, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk about what it's like to be in hell, to live your side of hell. You know what I'm saying? You could talk about, listen, where you went to, where you came from, and where you're trying to go. See, that's just crazy in itself, but you know what? It makes you a beautiful person.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, it makes you a beautiful person. And I mean, it's not just talk, you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie to you. You kind of like shut everyone down at this particular point. If you notice something, everyone is quiet. Somebody may ask a little short, brief question, but right now I guarantee you, everyone on the line is like, "Holy!" You know what I'm saying? Like, real
and
talk,
I
you shut it down.
Everybody, I want to thank everyone who's listening. You're welcome. I want to thank everybody. Yeah.
Rachel, that conversation we had on Facebook the other day, girl, oh my God, I can't even touch you right now. Can't even. I can't even touch you right now. Absolutely
I told you,
not.
I told you.
I can't even touch you. Absolutely not.
I can write a book. I'm a therapist without a degree right now. You hear me? Come to me. I've been there. I've done it. I could tell you people more stories. Shelly, exactly what you've been through. When you were telling your story, I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
I
can't even
girl.
Touch you.
I've been
I can't.
There.
My issues or whatever I have going on with Shelly, girl, No. I can't touch you, mama. Big ups to you, though. I can't touch
you,
though.
I can't
even touch you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm thankful that I got to let my story out. I'm grateful that I got the weight off of my shoulders. Thank you all who's listening. Thank you all who's helping me through this.
That's something real serious.
Yeah, like all jokes aside, that put a big spin on the show. Like I said, it put a big spin on me because, actually, I got nothing but love for you, Miss Rachel. Real talk, I got nothing but love for you because, that actually made, like, if I thought me losing my aunt was something bad, like, I'm listening to what you're going through. And behind me, listening to what you're going through, and you actually still positive about it.
Yeah,
you understand
she's
what
very
I'm saying?
Positive. Yeah.
You're
she's
so positive about it to the point to where, you're able to talk about it. Even if it makes you feel a little bit like iffy, but still you're able to talk about it. Most of us still can't talk about the stuff that we got to deal with or that we are dealing with. Because we feel like, okay, listen, that's not something that any of us want to discuss. I don't want people in my business. It doesn't always have to be like that. You never know who God may send to you to actually help you sit there and actually get through what you need to get through.
Yeah, I remember the days where I said to myself thousands of times, no one's going to listen to me. No one's going to believe me. I'm never going to be able to get through this. I'm never going to be able to tell this because this is some talk show shit, and I'm not going to go on a talk show, so I'm never going to get out of this. I said that one day, and look at me now. Listen to me now. I'm grateful. I'm blessed.
That's a good thing. Now, when you bless, you don't need that stress.
No.
Bottom line, when you are blessed, you don't need that stress, and that stress is no longer stress because it's in God's hands.
Uh-huh.
And that right there, that's real right there. Yo, and you know what? This is so deep. Matter of fact, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Let me get in. Listen, I got so wrapped up in everything. I'm sorry. I got Miss L. How you doing, love? Are you there?
Yes. I am here.
I'm so sorry for keeping you on, but as you can hear, Rachel has shut everybody from the listeners to the people in the cube down. So I'm glad you actually came up in here. Did you hear what's been going on?
Of course I did. That's my cousin, and I love her.
I love you too, Rachel.
And you know, I said from the beginning, you tell your story, you tell your testimony, and you continue doing it because your story is healing, it's refreshing, it's good
for
you. It's your therapy, but you know what? It's therapy for everybody else as well because there's somebody going through something similar than what you were going through, and you're living proof, and you know. If we can make it from back in the day, then we could definitely make it. You know,
exactly.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy too? Somebody out there is listening to this, and they probably going through the same thing, or went through the same thing.
Exactly.
Somebody out there, because you be like I said, sometimes it happens to the best of us. It just they don't sit there and speak about it because they don't want to get judged or anything like that, but. When you talk about it, believe it or not, that is one of the best therapy to actually get through anything.
Yes, it is.
Instead of fighting, instead of arguing, instead of trying to sit down, take 10 deep breaths, and sit there and actually try to be an adult about a situation and just talk about it.
Because, you know, it's accepting, you know, the first thing, any type of recovery, that you have to accept, you know, the things that have happened. And I commend you. I commend you. And
thank you.
I just love you.
I love you, yes. too. I love
that's
you.
Like you're going to start crying on the line.
I do.
That's real right there, though.
I love you. And I just, you know, I commend you. And I still say keep telling your story because you know what?
Yeah.
It's therapy. Yeah. It's therapy to you, but guaranteed there's somebody that needs that therapy, too.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you, cuz. Love you.
You're welcome.
That's all. Look, that's all I have to say. Is I love my cousin.
And your
cousin loves you, too. Listen, once again, y'all, the number to call in is 646-200-3838. You can listen in or you can press the 1 to get in the queue with us and come chop it up with us. But it's definitely going down tonight. We're going to get into a quick song real quick. After this song, we're going to come back. We're going to finish up the discussion. You're still rocking with us here at GQ Palace Radio. Definitely, we'll get back to you after this song.
Black Street Say.
with Palace Radio with Love Fantasies with your boy Picasso. I got Shelly in the cube. I got Rachel in the cube. I got Mike in the cube. I got Levine in the cube. I have Miss T.C. Hollins, who actually hosts Sports Talk on Tuesday night with T.C. Hollins and them. We've been talking about a deep subject tonight. We've been getting into it. Now, I'm going to try to, like, shift a little bit. We're going to get off the air about 10:30. So that's the time I'm going to shut this down. I'm going to take this little time out because I wanted to actually kind of switch things around. I want to talk about something real quick, and it's been killing a lot of people. It's been actually a lot of people who I know. My mom's just dealing with this right now. I'm talking about cancer. Cancer is real serious. A lot of people I know, they've been passing away from it. I lost one of my aunts 4 years ago because of cancer, and just this morning I lost another aunt because of cancer. And I mean, it's crazy right now what's going on. If you have a family member who is diagnosed with cancer, please stand by them because they need you more than ever. I mean, it's crazy. You can get it from, I mean, just about anywhere, from cigarettes, from debris, from construction sites. Some of these old buildings still have lead paint and stuff like that. Please get yourself checked out. I know normally they be having cancer walks. New York City has cancer walks. Even some of the tri-state areas, they do cancer walks. Please get involved in that because too many of us is dying from cancer. And I know we need to find a cure for it ASAP because we're losing a lot of good people. A lot of good people. And tonight's show, I mean, for all those listeners who tune in, I want y'all to understand something. What you hear, this is not made up. It's not BS. This is real talk. This is like things that go on in our personal lives that sometimes your closest friend, you will never know what happened to them if you don't sit down and become a friend and be a friend of them. You got to sit down and relate to the people who you have around you because at the end of the day, I'm not going to lie to you, you could be here today and gone today, not even going tomorrow. Be gone today. And I mean, it's a lot to deal with. I know people be like, oh, you think you're going to live forever. You're not going to live forever. And I'm sorry to say that. It's a harsh reality, but it is what it is. And if you love somebody, you look at them every day. You look at them, you kiss them, you hug them, you love them, know that you love them unconditionally no matter what they are. No matter what they are, what they look like, who they are to you, hug them, kiss them, let them know that you love them because you don't know when that could be the last time to see them. Like I said, we go through a lot of things in our life, a lot of things in our life that, I mean, when God calls you back, he calls you back. And, yeah, I know sometimes I go over there on the spiritual tip. My mom is a pastor, so, you know, that's what it is. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, we lose a lot of good people. And you got to love the ones who you have in your life because you never know what could be happening. You never know what they could be going through. I mean, if you turn on the news, you hear people die every day. People who you don't know sometimes is people who you do know. I remember a couple of months ago in the Bronx, one of my good friends was pushed out of a 14-floor window on East Fremont and made the newspapers and everything. Went to a funeral on the whole nine yards, and it was, like, so unreal because I just left her days ago from her house. And it was kind of upsetting to me because I'm like, you think you got all the time in the world to spend with the ones that you love and the ones that you get along with and who you call your friend and who you call your family. And sometimes you don't have that much time at all. And you got to learn how to be forgiving to people. Sometimes that works. Believe it or not, I know it's hard. I know sometimes it's crazy. You got to learn how to forgive those who do you dirty. I know that's not how it's said in the Bible, so please don't get mad at me, but I mean, you want to be forgiven for the things you do, right? So let's keep it thorough. Now, before I close out the end of the show, once again, I would definitely want to send, you know, my love to my Aunt Janice, Marlene Dukes. You know, may you rest in God's ever-loving arms. And to the Dukes family and to the friends and the loved ones of them, I mean, to lose somebody close to you, especially behind cancer, it's a lot. It's a lot. And please, like, I mean, it doesn't hurt to pray. Yeah, I'm a big fan of prayer. It doesn't hurt to pray. It doesn't hurt to pray. It doesn't hurt to get on your knees and thank God for what he gave you. Because you're living here today, and you may not even be here today. There's a lot of people who ain't here with us today. But it's a celebration of life, and you definitely got to celebrate it sometime. But at the close of the show, I want to thank Mike. Because, you know, my man, Big Mike. He, you know, definitely a good caller.
I'm with you.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Ah, my man.
I definitely appreciate it.
Because, I mean, this is a serious spin, and Mike actually gave some good input and things of that nature. And Miss Shelley, I want to thank her for actually being on the show with us tonight, because she's also opened up and let herself into the conversation. Miss Lavina, because, of course, thank you. And Miss Rachel, definitely I want to thank you, because for you to share that with everybody, I'm not going to lie to you, like, a lot of people felt like, oh, damn, like, no one sees something like that coming. Like, it's a lot of people, they're scared to talk about that. And that was more, that was the most realest thing I ever seen anybody do.
It was very real, very, very real.
And I'm not going to lie to you, I respect your gangster. You dig what I'm saying? Like, real talk, I respect your gangster. Listen, I give it up. I'm not even going to lie to you, I'm going to give it up. But I respect your gangster. Your G is hella fire, and I'm not even going to lie to you. That is the most realest thing to wear. Yo, if you can see me, I got goosebumps when you said that. I was like, what? I was like, yo, wow. I was like, yo, she's serious. She's dead serious. And that's a good thing, Ma, because a lot of people definitely need to hear about that. But like I said, we're about to close it out because I got some things to do. I got some things to handle. And I thank y'all for rocking with us for that extra time that, you know, Block Talk gave us since they got the Bonehead of the Year award.
I do want to just let everybody know, for those of you who don't know, DC Palace is taking part in a breast cancer awareness walk.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, it's Sunday, October 14th. It's at Dowling College in Long Island.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to take part in the walk, they can meet us at Dowling College in Long Island. We'll give them the information.
Okay.
As well as anyone that's looking to donate, they can donate to Making Strides Against BreastCancer.com. And the name of the team is GQ Palace / Ethel's Angels, which is my mom, who has breast cancer right now. So anyone looking to donate, they can go online, they can make a donation. If anybody wants to walk, please feel free to come and join us in the walk. And all the money that's donated goes to breast cancer awareness to find a cure.
Matter of fact, Ms. Lamie, let me ask you a question. What day is that on again?
It's on the 14th, Sunday. It's next Sunday.
Okay, okay. If you
want
to just walk, anybody could join in the walk.
Yeah, anybody can walk. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
It's 8 a.m.
I will be there.
Yes. And,
okay.
And look, and Mom will be there. Even if we have to put her in a wheelchair, she's going to be there. So.
Okay, okay.
She's going to be there.
So that means everybody who's listening, please get out there and support that, because that is definitely a good cause. I mean, like I said, cancer's taking out a lot of us, and right now, I mean, just... if you could give that little bit of time, one Sunday is not going to kill you. Trust me. It's going to help you, if anything. But do me a favor, Livian, let them know again where they actually could go for the walk.
For the walk is Dowling College. It's on William Floyd Parkway, and that's William Floyd, New York. Rachel, you might be able to help with that zip code over there.
Because
I don't have the zip code. I don't have the paper in front of me, but the walk starts at 8 a.m.
Okay.
On Sunday morning, so hopefully everyone can attend. It's greatly appreciated, and we just look forward to all the support. I want to thank everyone that has been supporting us so far with making donations and saying they're going to participate in the walk. It's greatly appreciated, and the whole GQ Palace family, we thank everybody.
Yes, and also all you GQ Palace hosts, get out there and walk. It's for a good cause. It's to fight breast cancer. So definitely please make some time available, people. It ain't going to kill you. And once again, we're going to end the show off. Let me see. All right, I'm going to end the show off tonight with Miss Keisha's Cold, Sent from Heaven. But before we end the show off, once again, I want to send my condolences. I want to send my love. I want to send... you know, my best wishes with the Dukes family, with my aunt, Miss Janice Marlene Dukes. I want to send my love out there, and I want to thank y'all for your prayers and also keeping us in your prayers. And as we end the show out, we're going to end it out with Keisha Cole sent from Heaven here on GQ Palace Radio.
times in the past never last as long as it used to. It don't feel as good as it used to before. And all the things you used to say, things you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one that's what you tell everyone. Could it be?